This episode of Lady Gang is brought to you by Just Thrive. Use promo code Lady Gang for 20% off the Just Thrive probiotic 90-day bottle and Just Calm at justthrivehealth.com.
It's time for a quickie.
Podcast One presents The Lady Gang, the Hollywood girl posse with Lady Gang Quickie. Here's Kelty Knight, Becca Tobin, and Jack Vanek.
Let's make this quick.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Lady Gang Quickie. I am Becca here with Jack and Kelty and a special, special guest for you. A treat for your bodies and your ears and your minds and your bellies.
There you go. It's all of those things. We're so excited. All right. So because this is a special episode, I have a little like introduction. Are you guys ready?
Yes.
And Jack, I don't want to say that we purposely planned this episode just for your gut. But we're giving you the gift this fall.
I feel so, so honored, and I desperately need it. So I'm very excited.
Okay. All right. So it is officially just about 30 days until 2023. And we've not only spent the last year deep diving into why Jack can't poop, I've also pooped my pants. And in general, we've spent about 7 years on this podcast trying to figure out how our insides work. And we're trying to set you ladies up for success in the new year and through the holiday season. And so the madness ends today. We are joined by Tina Anderson. She was a one-time trial lawyer. Very interesting story here. She moved to be the house counsel for a family pharmaceutical company. And while working there, she realized that she could actually change the game, that she was more interested in natural health. And she found her life's work. She channeled her energy into learning all she could about disease prevention and good health maintenance. And that led her to discover the importance of, boom, 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 gut health and how connected and crucial it is for overall health and wellness, which we don't have any share of that at this moment. To share her discovery with the world, Tina, along with her husband, created a unique supplement that contains the superior probiotic strains of renowned researcher Dr. Simon Cutting. By promoting gut health and probiotics, Tina shares her passion for wellness, helping others live their best life physically and emotionally. Please welcome to the Lady Gang the creator of Just Thrive, Tina Anderson. Tina, help us.
Well, thank you so much. I am so excited to be here, ladies. Where should we start? I mean, gut health, it is all about gut health. I can't overstate that enough.
Well, first, I want to start with your story. So I love a lady who has spent a ton of work to go to law school and years of your life and then decides, nah. Like, how did that happen?
Yeah, well, I was in litigation for many years and it was just grueling, you know? I mean, it was a lot of crazy hours and it really wasn't fulfilling. And I started having children and I'm like, I can't do this. I would literally never be around, you know, my family and my kids. And so I just decided I wanted to have more work-life balance. So I had the opportunity to work at a family pharmaceutical business, as you mentioned. And that was awesome. I mean, I'm like, this is great. I'm helping deliver life-saving medications to people and I'm making a difference in the world. But after being in the industry for a while, I saw a lot of the abuses, you know, a lot of the abuses with overprescribing of medications. And there wasn't an emphasis on prevention. The emphasis was on treating symptoms rather than maintaining our health. And my husband and I both do a lot of really deep thinking. We read a lot of Wayne Dyer, Norman Vincent Peale, all those great thinkers, listen to a lot of great podcasts that just get our mind going. And we led a very natural life ourselves with our own three children. And so we looked into a lot of different options and we were literally, I swear it's through prayer, meditation, all of the things that we were doing. We had the opportunity to license these very exclusive strains of probiotics and we were disruptors in the probiotic space. So I just talked to my husband about this last night. I'm like, how did this all happen? You know, it's amazing when you just create your future and being at the right place and a lot of hard work.
You know, jumping off of like stability into, I'm going to create my own company. As a woman, I mean, you had your husband with you, but I'm assuming this was terrifying.
Yeah. Oh, it was incredibly terrifying. And we literally put our entire life savings. I mean, we had three children at the time. We put our entire life savings into buying the exclusive rights to these strains. It was absolutely terrifying. And I had never worked so hard. You know, I thought I was working so hard as a trial lawyer in litigation. And it's like, that was nothing compared to what being an entrepreneur is like, as you guys all know. I mean, it's crazy how hard, how much time and effort. And the big thing with us, I was older at the time when I started the business, but I was really adamant about not jeopardizing the things that were important to me. And I'm married to my soulmate. We've been married now almost 30 years. I'm madly in love with my husband. And I'm like, I am not going to change. I'm not going to let that jeopardize our marriage. And then I have three amazing kids and I'm like, I'm not going to miss any of their sporting events. I'm not going to do all of that. So I didn't, you know, I maintained all of that. But what I ended up doing, ironically enough, was kind of ruining my own health because I would be up and, you know, I bring my laptop to my son's baseball games. I would bring, you know, I was up till whatever, 3 a.m. or waking up at 4 a.m. and just working crazy hours. And so I kind of, you know, woke up from that, thank God. But, yeah, it's pretty crazy how, I was very adamant about not ruining the things that were most important to me and what I valued the most. And it's amazing how it all worked out.
Becca's mind is like this because she's got a new baby.
Okay. Yeah. And I think I also just love that you are not doing the like canned response about entrepreneurial things and like starting your own business where it's like, sacrifice it all. Nothing else matters. Your priority is this business. I think it's such a healthy thing that you're putting out into the world that you work your ass off, but you still can manage to be a good wife and a good mom and show up for all those things in your life. Like I like to the narrative of that so much more than the sacrifice and be a martyr and all that stuff.
Yeah, no, I couldn't agree more. I mean, it is always about like success in life is not just what your paycheck is. I mean, we all know that it's being successful in your health, number one, and then your relationships and not letting any of those things suffer while you're building your success. It's fun to have success. Don't get me. It's really fun. It's almost like a game, you know, I mean, you challenge yourself all the time, but you know, if you sacrifice the things that are most important, you know, that's what I would always recommend to any entrepreneur is just like listing out your priorities in your life and making sure that those are your priorities. And it's amazing when you prioritize those things, how your business ends up, it all falls into place, but it is really hard. It was a lot of work.
How is working with your husband and starting a business with your husband? Because that sounds so insane. We all have our own separate things with our partners. So I can't imagine starting something and being around him and working and having your personal life.
It's a soulmate.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Well, I think it worked. A lot of people ask me this, obviously, but I think the reason it worked is my husband was really, really involved in the startup of the pharmaceutical business, the family pharmaceutical business. And he was working crazy, crazy hours early, you know, in our marriage. And then by the time we decided to do this, I was so excited to get into the work world. So I'm the CEO of the company. I'm the face of the brand. I'm way more involved in the business than he was, you know, in the beginning. And so, but he's also the, you know, it's so nice because I could talk to him every single morning. There's not a day that goes by that we don't talk about things, but he has no ego. You know, he's just such a awesome guy. And so it's like, he's just has no ego and he's very, he loves to see me shine doing what I'm doing because he knows how much I love to do this. I've always loved business. I think I would have stayed in law if I had done corporate law, but, I've always been an entrepreneur at heart anyway. My parents are entrepreneurs. So I think he loves to watch me do my thing. And so, and he was really willing to kind of take a step back and not be as involved, but you know, every big decision he's involved in. I mean, he's very involved in business. He's always on our leadership team calls, but we get along really, really well in that respect. And we kind of always knew our boundaries.
I love it. All right. So let's get into our guts. Like I said in our introduction, we've had quite a year. We just went on tour where I famously had a large accident after eating a Jimmy John's sandwich that was a bread that did not agree with me. And Jack, it has a famous like 1.5 hour morning routine. Becca, I feel like you're fine these days, but like in the past, it hasn't been great. So, I guess I have so many questions. I don't really know where to start, but I guess why is the gut so, so, so important into overall health? Like what is happening down there to where what you're eating and what's happening in your gut is messing up your whole life?
Yeah, well, that's a perfect place to start. So I think if we just start to understand that the gut is really the most important aspect of our overall health, that is where we need to focus on. That's where we start with overall health. You know, people take multivitamins, they're taking vitamin C, vitamin D, and those are all really great. But the bottom line is, where we need to focus on our health is the number one, the foundation of our overall health is our gut health. So a lot of times people think, oh, I'm going to start taking a probiotic or start focusing on my gut health because they have those accidents like you talked about or different issues that happen. But the bottom line is everything is dictated by our health. So, you know, we think of it as gas, bloating, diarrhea, constipation. Yes, if you have those symptoms, you definitely have some gut dysbiosis going on. But what people are just starting to understand now and what the science is very clear on is that, you know, skin health, we start having skin rashes or acne. Those are all a result of an imbalance in our gut. Mood disorders, mental health issues, all very connected to our gut. Even heart disease, diabetes, cancer, all of those things are related to some imbalance going on in our gut. Of course, autoimmune issues, any type of allergies, those are all indications that we've got something going on with our gut. So it's really hard to think of any disease state, any non-communicable disease state that's not associated with an imbalance or a dysbiosis of our gut. So when we're starting with overall health, we need to focus on our gut health. And the problem is that the world we live in is so disruptive to our gut health. You know, our gut is, we have these microbes in our gut. We've got these bacteria. And we have this mentality in our society that bacteria is bad. And there are some bacteria that's bad, you know, but less than 1% of our bacteria is actually harmful. The overwhelming majority of bacteria that lives in and on us is actually incredibly beneficial. And not just beneficial, it's critical for our health. So we live in this world that is killing our bacteria, you know, from antibiotics that we take. That's a huge offender to our gut health, but just antibiotics that are in our food supply. So our meat products, glyphosate, which is the active ingredient in Roundup, which is sprayed all over our produce. We've got Roundup sprayed everywhere in our parks where our kids are playing, where we're breathing in, where our pets are around. And we're getting all of these glyphosates that are literally destroying our gut bacteria. Stress is a huge offender to our gut health. You know, these household products, you know, there was a study that showed household products that say kills 99.99% of the bacteria actually have children with a higher incidence of allergies and immune issues, autoimmune issues. So, really important that we remember that we're living in this world that is so disruptive to our gut health and there's offenders that we're faced with all the time. And then you wonder why there's this rise in allergies. You know, when I was a kid, which was a long, long time ago, I knew one child who was one classmate that had a peanut allergy all through kindergarten through high school, you know, and I mean, I went to a really huge high school. So I nowadays there's peanut free tables. I mean, it's an epidemic really that we're dealing with. And it's because of this environment that we live in that is so disruptive to our gut. And the studies out there and the research is so profound, that we know that the gut is really the key to our overall health.
What should you be thinking about when you're trying to get your gut health in order?
So the biggest thing with our product is that, like I said, we were disruptors in the market. There were so many myths out there about probiotics. The biggest thing is to be a probiotic, you know, it needs to survive that journey from when you swallow it through the entire intestinal tract and before the stomach acid is incredibly acidic. It's meant to be the gastric barrier and it's very acidic and most probiotics would die in there. But the bottom line is the probiotic strain needs to get to the intestines 100% alive, and then it needs to confer a benefit onto the host. Well, the overwhelming majority of the probiotics on the market don't make that journey. They don't make that journey. They die in the intestines. Most of them will just die because of the body temperature. If you go to the store, you'll see probiotics are a lot of times in the refrigerator. And that always baffled us from the beginning because it's like, we get it. It needs to be a live bacteria in your intestines, but it needs to be live in your intestines. It doesn't need to be live in the refrigerator. It needs to be live when it gets to the intestines. And the majority of those probiotic strains that are in the refrigerator actually can't even survive the store shelf, you know, the room temperature, which is on a store shelf. And how would they ever survive your body temperature, which is 98.6, much less the stomach acid that it would be faced with?
Oh my God. Totally thought the refrigerator ones were
me
better.
Me too.
Everybody thinks that because
I have some in my fridge right now from like 6 months ago that I never ended up taking. But like it is so confusing. You go to Whole Foods or something and there's like 100 different probiotics, prebiotics. It's a very overwhelming thing to try to like jump into knowing absolutely nothing. Cause I feel like there probably is so much misinformation out there and a bunch of snake oily type of stuff. So this is like so interesting.
Amazing. Yes. Please continue. Sorry.
Yeah, no, I would like to preface that I don't think a lot of these brands were like ill-willed and they were trying to, you know, do anything horrible. I mean, I'm glad that there's people that are even looking at probiotics. That's the first step in the right direction. And so, but the problem, there was all this new science that came out. The Human Microbiome Project was launched about 10 years ago by the National Institutes of Health. And that's where we started learning about really the importance of our gut health and what does work and that a probiotic actually needs to be alive in the intestines. One of the first studies we did was took the leading selling probiotic sold at a major health food store and did a gastric survivability study and found out that 99.99% of those strains die before they ever get to the intestines. And then since then, we have done independent third-party labs have done studies on these probiotics. They're dying and the overwhelming majority of the strains are dying by the time they get to the intestines. So with the strains that are used in our product, Just Thrive, is they have this endospore, we call them spore-based probiotics. These are not mushroom spores, but they are spore-based, meaning that they have this endospore shell around themselves. And this spore shell allows it to get through the intestines or get through the stomach acid 100% alive. And when they get to the intestines, they take that spore shell off, and that's when they go into their live vegetative cell state. So it is, and then once they're there, they stay there for about 21 to 28 days and they're working through your intestinal tract. And this is why we see such profound results with the product because, and here's the other big myth out there is you see probiotics, the one that you have in your refrigerator probably has like, you know, 250 billion CFUs or
this
like
this was my question. What the hell is a CFU?
Yeah. I know. It's like how, the more the better or.
Well, you know how we are in America, the you know, bigger, the better. But really, there's no science behind that at all. I mean, none whatsoever. More is not better. Like our product only has 3 billion CFUs. Yet we have seen, we did one of our studies. We're very, obviously you could see we're a very research-based company. We've spent a lot of time and money and resources on research. And one of the studies we did was a gut model study. And it showed that our strain, just one of our strains in our product, showed a 30% favorable shift in the gut after just 2 weeks of being on the product. I mean, that's profound. And we only had one strain and our product only has 3 billion CFUs. These other products have 500 billion, you know, they have crazy amounts of 50 billion CFUs and they're not making any change in the gut. I mean, the point is we want to diminish the pathogenic bacteria and increase our beneficial bacteria in our gut. And now we saw after this gut model study, just 2.5 weeks, we saw a 30% favorable shift in the gut. And with these other products, they're not seeing any type of shift in the gut. So it's pretty crazy that they're still out there, that a lot of these products are still out there. But this is why when we came to the market, I mean, you know, I'd call health food stores. I was literally cold calling health food stores and they'd be like, well, how many CFUs do you have? And they wouldn't even talk to us. And then you finally found, you know, these health food store owners are really smart people. They have done so much research and they would say, you know what? I knew probiotics didn't make sense. Why would they have to be in the refrigerator? How would they survive your body temperature if they can't withstand the room temperature of the store shelf? And so finally, now it's getting out and, you know, now people are really starting to understand, you know, the spore-based are really the superior type of probiotic strains.
And is this true that when you are taking a probiotic and you're kind of getting your microbiome and your gut health in line, you're going to have healthier cravings? Like, do you crave a lot of sugar? Is that a myth? Because I always am like a sugar monster. And I'm like, maybe I need to take my probiotics today.
Yeah, no, absolutely. That's not a myth. That's totally true. Our gut is dictating how we, you know, things that we crave, how we gain and lose weight. So many people have said, oh, I started this probiotic and for this, but I started noticing I'm losing a little bit of weight. And it's like, well, yeah, your gut bacteria is dictating whether you're one of those people that could look at a cupcake and gain 10 pounds or eat the whole cupcake and not gain 10 pounds. And so it's really amazing how our gut is that smart. And these bacteria, these microbial organisms are so intelligent. So yes, when we have an overgrowth of yeast in our gut, we're craving sugar. That yeast wants the sugar. And so people with candida, they are people who crave sugar. And so we know that these strains that are found in Just Thrive actually have the ability to get rid of some of that overgrowth of the yeast. And so therefore they're seeing less sugar cravings. So you're absolutely 100% on point.
We'll be right back with more from Tina, but I want to let you know some information about what she's talking about, the Just Thrive probiotic. Here's some info. Take a listen, and a special deal for you.
All right. Are you feeling a little stressed out this time of year? So are we, but this time of year, it can be like that. But we have an insider secret for you. That's right. You can beat stress before it beats you by adding two little products into your daily routine. Pair the award-winning gut-nourishing Just Thrive probiotic with the stress-busting, mood-uplifting power of Just Calm. So Just Thrive probiotic supports digestive, immune, and total body health and actually produces antioxidants right in the gut. It can be opened and sprinkled into any food or drinks. So it's the perfect probiotic for the whole family. Beat that holiday bloat with Just Thrive probiotic. And for next level stress busting mood support, add in Just Calm. This product's been proven to do almost the unimaginable. Quickly promote a healthy response to everyday stress, encourage a steady, serene, and balanced mood, drives mental clarity, focus, and alertness, and even supports great energy and optimal sleep. This is true stress management built for our modern stress-filled world. Just Thrive products have more clinical research than just about anyone else in the industry, and they have a money-back guarantee. So if you're ready to up your holiday game, beat the bloat and stress, you can get 20% off their 90-day probiotic bottle in Just Calm with promo code LADYGANG at justthrivehealth.com. While there, check out their other research-based products. There's something for everyone, even a probiotic for your fur baby.
Okay, so I think that we all know that the holidays can be one of the most stressful times of the entire year for pretty much everybody. We're all stressed about something or another. But did you know that stress is also linked to some of the world's toughest health problems like depression, high blood pressure, and even heart disease? And while you can't outrun stress, you can stay healthy by outsmarting it with Just Thrive's all-natural mood management product, Just Calm. In fact, Just Calm's proprietary ingredients have been clinically proven to do the almost unimaginable. They can easily help you manage stress, improve sleep quality, and energy, and even encourage better focus and flow. And when you pair Just Calm with Just Thrive's award-winning probiotic, which I absolutely love, I've been taking for weeks, you've got an unbeatable total body health recipe that'll have you winning the day every day. And right now you can get 20% off both a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive's probiotic along with a bottle of Just Calm when you go to justthrivehealth.com and use promo code LADYGANG. What do you have to lose? Give it a try today. justthrivehealth.com, promo code LADYGANG.
The Lady Gang.
All right, we're back with Tina Anderson. She is the creator and of Jack's pooping system. Just kidding. She's the creator of Just Thrive, and we're talking about gut health. And I could literally talk about this for 4 hours. I'm so interested in this. You're doing incredible, Jack. Go ahead. I know you wanted to ask something.
So I had appendicitis last year, and I had the surgery, and then had to take antibiotics afterwards, and it screwed up my gut for so long. And then I had to go on a round of doxycycline a couple months ago that absolutely, again, destroyed my gut. It gave me like a fungal rash on my face for 2 months. It made my period come early. It was a whole to do. And I still don't feel like my gut is back to where it was previous to like all this happening. I'm obviously very sensitive to antibiotics. So how do you think the best way of going about trying to, like regulate that and bring it back to normal is it just really getting on this probiotic routine, or like what's your advice? Because I like was suffering for months from that.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was saying earlier about there is good news. We can heal our guts, and that's what's exciting. There are so many things that we could do to heal our gut. I think the most efficient and the fastest thing to do would be to take something like our product, but just to talk about things that are not involved in our product. I mean, just trying to eat clean, you know, really eating organically, because remember, those glyphosates that are in our food supply are literally destroying our gut on a daily basis. So, you know, of course, a healthy diet, staying away from processed foods, the things that we all know we should be doing anyway. That's a huge aspect, a big aspect of it. And the other thing is, you know, stress is a huge thing. So trying to mitigate stress. And I know we all say that, oh, you know, it's so easy. It's not easy to do that, but we have to do that. We have to start changing our lifestyle. We need to start making changes, you know, starting to do meditation or deep breathing or whatever it is, going on walks in nature. All of those things really do. There's a huge connection between your gut and the brain. huge. There's something called the vagus nerves that connects your brain to your gut. And both organs are sending signals back and forth to each other. So when your gut is healthy, it's sending signals back up to your brain. And when your brain, when you're not stressed, those, and you're calm, those signals are being sent down to your gut. So it's this two-way communication that's going on that's really important. And that's why we see people who have started the product start to say, you know, I'm in a better mood. I'm sleeping better. I feel better mentally because you're taking care of your gut. You know, I also say like eating a lot of ethnic foods, like a diverse group of foods is really important. We live in this society that's like, I'm paleo, I'm vegan, I'm, you know, whatever it might be. And it's, and personally, I'm a fan of just trying to eat a big, diverse group of foods because, you know, our body, we were meant to consume foods. Our ancestors lived off the land. They ate a diverse group of foods. And so I'm a huge fan of eating diversity in your diet and going to different ethnic grocery stores because you could get different types of microbes from different types of foods. So creating diversity in our gut. And then, of course, taking the strains that are found in Just Thrive are, it's profound. I mean, we see this, these results all the time. And we have a double blind human clinical trial on leaky gut. I'm not sure if you're familiar with leaky gut, but leaky gut is basically what it sounds like. The intestinal cell lining starts to develop holes in it and toxins from your gut seep into your bloodstream and it causes this inflammatory response. So, and we see that the strains in Just Thrive, we did a double blind human clinical trial on leaky gut and showed that after 30 days, we started to see less of those toxins seeping into the guts or the bloodstream. And so now we know that these strains are helping to seal up that gut lining, which is huge. I mean, I don't know of a pharmaceutical company. I don't know of any, of course, no other probiotic company that has a study of this magnitude that's showing that we're actually changing, you know, this, they're helping seal up that gut lining, which is huge. So, I think especially when you're on antibiotics, that's huge.
So I want to get on to this, this next one other product that really piqued my interest and talk about, calming the down, because that's what I need over here. But before we do, here's where I get into trouble. And I'm so glad you're here, Tina, because, so this is what happens when you're a Kelty. And I think a lot of other people can relate is that I'm hearing you talk about this. And I was like, great, I'm going to get it. I have some actually in my bathroom right now. So like, okay, great. And then what I end up with in my bathroom is just bottles and bottles and bottles full of what someone said, I should take this. I should take this. You need to take this ginseng. You need to take this. And then I'm also like, I don't know when to take it. I don't know how to best take it. I don't. So like what, I'm going to your site. I'm going to get this Just Thrive spore-based probiotic. When do I take it? For how many do I take? Like, can you just tell me what to do? Because I will not read the label and I'll screw it up and it'll just sit there and collect dust for the next year. And I'll be having this conversation next December.
Yes. Yes. Okay. So it's the easiest thing in the whole world to do. You take one a day with food. We have a study that showed that these strains actually germinate through with the use of food way better. So they're going to work that much better if you take it with food. So it's so easy. You just take it at the end of a meal. And it's just one a day. We do sometimes recommend people start slowly, maybe take one every other day, just because when you start to kill off that pathogenic bacteria, the bad bacteria in your gut, you might have something called die-off, which is good. We want that because we want to get rid of the pathogenic bacteria, but it sometimes can make you maybe more uncomfortable. Maybe you have some gas or bloating. Most people don't have that, but if you have it, that's okay. That's a good sign because it means it's killing off the, bacteria, but eventually you want to get to one a day.
And morning, night, does it matter what meal?
Yeah, it does not matter. Whenever you take like your largest meal of the day, I usually do it at, I intermittent fast. So I do it. That's another trick with, helping your gut health too is intermittent fasting. I forgot about that, but I usually take it after my first meal of the day because it's usually a pretty big meal. But no, morning or night does not matter at all. It is literally the easiest thing to do. And we always say you want to stay on it for a good couple months just to see what kind of changes you make. Like we have a 90-day product that it's really popular. It's probably our most popular product because people want to stay on it for a while because they want to see the difference that it makes. And I feel your pain, Kelty, with this whole, like all these different different supplements out there. Cause I'm in the same boat, but I think what I always recommend is just starting with one and really seeing what you notice. And then, you know, maybe after a couple weeks or a month, start to introduce another one and see what you notice and then stay on, you know, whatever it is you're on and then introduce something later on. And it's so hard for me to say that because we have got all these incredible products on our website. But it's like, I would love for everyone to buy everything, but I do think that just starting with one is so key because you start to really see the difference and then start to add another one at the same time or, you know, about a month later.
Okay, perfect. All right, let's move on to stress. So Tina has a brand new product called Just Calm, which is really speaking my language. And like you were saying before in the episode, you know, stress can affect your digestion. We all know that, like, when we go travel or we're jet lagged or we're on an airplane or we're going through stressful situations, how it affects our cycle, how it affects our digestion, like, that's real. And one of the things that caught my eye in the description of this product was like, dude, don't you wish your stress just had like an off switch?
Yeah.
And yes is the answer. So how are you doing this?
Yes. Well, just the probiotic alone, we know that 90% of our serotonin, which is our happy hormone, is produced in our gut. GABA, our calming hormone, is produced in our gut. Dopamine is produced in our gut. So we've always thought like all of these neurotransmitters are being produced in our brain, and that's what we need to focus on our brain, but they're actually produced in our gut. So the probiotic by itself is doing half the work. I mean, we know that it's helping calm our, you know, GI system down. It's sending signals back up to the brain, and it's helping support the serotonin production in our gut where 90% of it is produced. So that alone. However, we've got another 50% of issues that we deal with, which is, are those external stressors that we deal with on a daily basis. You know, we get cut off by traffic, you know, your list of things to do, you're a crazy entrepreneur who's like at a crazy schedule. And we're dealing with these things all the time. And this stress is, we need to somehow be able to deal with it. And we all know those people who could, like, they just handle it better than others do. And that's what this, our new product, which is called Jute by Just Thrive. And it's actually, the name of the product is actually called Just Calm. And, we basically, it's basically called a psychobiotic. So this is a probiotic strain that actually helps, support that communication between the gut and the brain that we talked about, that vagus nerve. It's actually helping reduce cortisol levels. It's helping us be able to deal with those external stressors. And again, the studies on this are profound. We know that after taking this product, you will be able to start able to handle stress better. You know, you get cut off by traffic. You're just a little bit calmer with those, types of situations. We know that it's actually changing our brainwave function. So it's bringing us more in a calmer, that theta wave. We all want to get into that theta wave, which is like more creative, productive. It's also helping with cognitive function. You know, like when people are studying for exams or about to do a presentation, we're seeing a lot of results with that. And the studies on it are really profound. So we have the probiotic alone that's helping us with our digestion and all the other things, but it's also helping with our mood because we know it's supporting our gut-brain connection. But the psychobiotic is helping with those external stressors that we're dealing with that on a daily basis and helping us just be able to handle them better and lower our cortisol response to stressors that we're faced with.
Well, this is really interesting because we have a hormone expert that had come on, Candace, that we've had on over the years. And I just did my hormone and stress test, like saliva test or whatever. And so interesting that my cortisol was like incredibly high at night, which is like the person who stays awake and just like, and so can you explain how we're supposed to take this in a relation to the, you know, like, do you take both or if you're feeling more stressed, you take one or how does that work?
Yeah. So I would recommend, of course, like I just said, I would recommend starting with the probiotic and then maybe after 3 weeks, you know, just seeing how you're feeling. And then I would start to introduce the Just Calm because, then you could kind of see what you're noticing different with that. But yeah, the cortisol is a real thing. And I mean, cortisol is great. We need cortisol. We want to wake up with high cortisol, not overly high, but we want to have that energy during the day, but you do not want high cortisol at night. And I love that you did the hormone testing and you have someone on about hormones. Cause I feel like as women, if we focus on our gut health and we focus on our hormones, I mean, it's like magical when you master those two things. And so I'm glad that you mentioned that because I think that's really important. But, I would definitely just start taking that after about 3 weeks or so and seeing how you're feeling with the psychobiotic, which is the Just Calm product. It's been awesome.
And do you take it at night so that your cortisol goes down or do you take it?
Yeah, great question. We recommend actually taking it in the morning because most people are waking up and they're just stressed and we want them to like have a calm start right. to their day. But it is, we have heard lots of results with people at helping them with sleep as well. So, and if you get more of the strain, so the strain in that product is called Bifida Longum 1714. And this strain, what the studies have shown, is that people who have high levels of Bifida Longum 1714 in their system actually are able to deal with stress better. And so there was, that was a study that was done. They took people, they measured their gut bacteria, and they found people who had lower levels of that weren't able to handle stress better. So having this in your system for a while actually will help you hopefully handle stressors that you're faced with on a daily basis. And unfortunately, this is so relevant. I mean, we sold out of this product, way earlier than we ever expected, because unfortunately, everyone's dealing with so much stress these days. And I'm glad we have a solution. You know, I think psychiatrists and, you know, doctors have had their hands tied because they've dealt with SSRIs and anti-anxiety meds for years. And they've been focusing on the wrong place. They've been focusing on the brain when really we need to be focusing on the gut. And now we're seeing, it's just so exciting to find something out there that's actually having this profound effect. And I mean, you could imagine the amount of testimonials we get with this. I mean, people who are just having life-changing results from it. And then they've tried everything. You know, they've tried the SSRIs, they've tried the anti-anxiety, they've tried all of these other medications or supplements out there. And this has really seemed to have had a longer lasting effect on them.
Well, you're incredible. And we have a special deal for you. 20% off the 90-day probiotic bottle and a bottle of Just Calm with code LADYGANG at justthrivehealth.com. We're going to link all of the products here. I love what you're doing. You're an incredible woman. Thank you for your time. And I hope everyone poops soon.
Yes. Well, thank you so much for having me. And I just wanted to mention that we also have a product coach on our staff. So if somebody wants to call and ask questions about the particular products, they can. And if you listen to any other podcast, you'll notice we never give 20% off. So we gave 20% off on the 90-day because what we found is it's really important for people to stay on it for a couple months. So that's why we did that. I really hope you guys give it a try. And thank you so much. This has been a blast. You guys are so much fun.
Thanks very smart, coming. And very
talking
wise. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right.
Yes.
We weren't here for a long time.
We're here for a good time.
Maybe gut time.
Thanks for listening. The Lady Gang is produced by Alex Ingber, Steve Delameter, and Jared Monaco. Make sure you subscribe, rate, and review our podcast. And if you love it, share it with your friends on social media. Like, oh my God, I just listened to Lady Gang. This episode's so great. Swipe up to listen. And if you really want to, which we know you do, please follow us on social at Kelty, at Becca, at Jack Vanek, and at The Lady Gang. Sign up for our newsletter at theladygang.com and join our secret Facebook group. It's super fun. See you next Tuesday.
This episode of Lady Gang is brought to you by Just Thrive. Use promo code LADYGANG for 20% off the Just Thrive probiotic 90-day bottle and Just Calm at justthrivehealth.com.